Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends, and this is here we are at Christmas Eve. We won't be able to celebrate tomorrow. It's a Saturday with a program. We're not doing a program for that day, but I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all. And I pray that you have a blessed and peaceful celebration of Christmas with your family, your loved ones. You can celebrate the gift of the incarnation. Friends, that is so much to rejoice in, the reality of what God has done for us in his son, Jesus Christ. And I'd like to today just take a few minutes to look at some of the passages that the church will give us tomorrow for the various liturgies as we celebrate Christmas. The second reading for the Mass at dawn is taken from Titus chapter 3. Here's how it reads. It says, "Beloved," it's so good to be the beloved, friends. We are forgiven sinners, right? Weak and broken people who've been forgiven because we've been loved. Loved by a merciful and kind God, an almighty God, a powerful God. He's exercised his power for the sake of our salvation through the gift of his beloved son, Jesus. And here's Paul in his letter to Titus. He said, "When the kindness and generous love of God, our Savior, appeared, it appeared not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life." Man, there's so much in there. The kindness and generous love of God appeared to us in a person. If you want to know how much God loves you, you want to know the passion that God has for you, look at Jesus, who he was, what he said, what he did. Jesus said, "As the Father loves me, so I love you." He says later in John 17, "The way the Father loves him," that's exactly how the Father loves us. The apostles understood after the day of Pentecost, and they knew and they declared, they said, "The eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. God has given to us a share in exactly what Paul's talking about here." And he's saying, they're saying, "We have fellowship now with God the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit. We're brought now into relationship with God, the family of God. And that's our home. We understand it now. We're made for him. We're made for this ultimate eternal family. In fact, we're a bride of the bridegroom. We're made to be united as a gift to our Lord Jesus Christ forever." And Paul again says, "Not because of any righteous deeds that we had done did this happen." We didn't deserve it. Nobody deserves it. And friends, just to state the obvious, everyone stands in need of salvation. Everybody. Everybody needs salvation, which is what? It's the forgiveness of sins, and it's being born again to new life, the Christ life, the life that's stronger than death itself, the only life that will pass from death to life, eternal life. That comes from one place, from the one true God, and through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of sins comes from his cross and the shedding of his blood. He became a living sacrifice for us to take away sin. In his offering of love, he brought down the kingdom and the powers of sin and death and the kingdom of Satan himself. He said, "Not because of righteous deeds." None of us are righteous. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All stand in need of this gift that we're celebrating here at Christmas. That's why everybody should rejoice. Everybody. Everybody stands in need of it. Everyone has sinned. Right? No man is righteous. Only God is good. He goes on and says, "This happened because of God's mercy." God doesn't give us what we deserve. He gives us freely from his heart, out of love, an offering of salvation. This is why, like Our Lady showed us this week when she magnified the Lord, she was in wonder, just in awe of the amazing reality of what God has done for us in Jesus. It's all gift. Blessed be God, it's all gift. And so we rejoice at the gift. And it's not just for some, it's for everyone, friends. And then he describes what that gift meant, what happened in God's gifting us with his son. It says he saved us. Saved us from what? From hell for heaven. He saved us from eternal separation from God, for eternal union with God. From absolute alienation to profound unity in God. For a loss, an eternal loss of identity and meaning to the point where we're united and absolutely integrated and whole and complete, and the fulfillment of all desire is given to us. We're saved from what? From being slaves to Satan to becoming partakers of the divine nature. Nothing is greater, nothing. Friends, if today you're struggling, if you're alone, if you feel depressed and you're discouraged and you're worried, or the enemy's standing on your shoulder and he's telling you your life isn't worth much, you've never accomplished much, and all the lies, you're poor, you're forgotten, no one loves you, all the lies of this world, rebuke those lies today and receive this truth, the precious truth that you are God's beloved. And he's given you a kingdom. He's brought you into the full, full satisfaction of the longings of your own heart. And nothing can separate you from the love of God. That's what we're celebrating today, friends. So he said he saved us through the bath of rebirth. This is baptism. In baptism, the old man, the self-centered, proud, egotistical, fleshly, unloving human heart is put to death in baptism. We die with Christ. The old man is crucified. But we're born again by renewal in the Holy Spirit. So he saved us through the bath of rebirth. So it's a bath. Baptism brings us to birth. Jesus said, unless you be born again, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You're born again. How did he say? By water and the Spirit. So you're born again through baptism. And you're made new through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that's given to you in baptism. And then we become temples of the living God. God dwells in us as in a temple. It's absolutely astounding. And Paul prays at another point. He said he prays that we grasp by God's grace, we pay attention to what God has done so we can really come to see the hope that's within us. The inheritance that we receive with the saints who have received it all. And are walking in the mercy and the gifts of God and the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe. This is the greatness that's in us. And there's power in this, power that'll raise us from the dead, power that gives us strength to overcome all the fiery darts and lies and deception, and the attacks of the devil. He saved us through the bath of rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Friends, there's only one Savior of the world. There is no other name, St. Peter declared so powerfully, under heaven and earth by which one can be saved. There is no other name. Jesus Christ is the only name by which we can be saved. He's the one Savior because he gave the one sacrifice that brought the forgiveness of all sin and brought down the powers of the kingdom of Satan forever. And he's the Christ, the one filled with the Spirit, who himself said he's been given the power by God to give a share to each of those baptized into him, a share in his indestructible life, his eternal life, the God life, the Christ life. He's the one who gives it to us. That's salvation. And that's why he's the only Savior. He's the only one who can give that to us. And it goes on, Paul says in this short reading, all of this so that we might be justified by his grace, made just, made right, put back in right relationship with God through his gift. God restores us. God makes us children of God. God heals the division. God gives us a new heart. God takes away our sin. He puts us in right relationship with him. That's all gift. Thanks be to God for it. And as a result, he said, we become heirs in hope of eternal life. Wow. You're an heir. You are inheriting something. You know, the apostles lived with a profound awareness. They were preoccupied with the understanding that they were heirs, that they were inheriting something. They were inheriting a kingdom. And they inherit the kingdom in hope. Hope is confidence. Hope is profound confidence that what we see, what's being revealed to us about what we've inherited, that we believe it and we know we possess it by virtue of God's grace and mercy. It's a confident expectation of coming into all that God has promised for us. And ultimately, it's summarized in this. God has given us eternal life, and we need it. We're a race of people. We have biological life, and all biological life eventually dies. And death is our destiny apart from God's help. We need God's help. We need something we don't have. As C.S. Lewis made the contrast between the two. There's the biological life principle called bios. There's the spiritual, eternal principle, the eternal life of God given to us called zoe. What we need, another phrase of it, it's the Christ life. It's the life that was in Jesus that raised Jesus from the dead. That's what we need. That's what we need. One other reading from Hebrews we're given on Christmas Day. It says, "Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he's spoken to us through the Son, whom he made the heir of all things and through whom he created the universe and who is the refulgence of his glory and the very imprint of his being and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the majesty on high, as far superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs." And then he quotes, "To which of the angels did God ever say, 'You are my son, to this day I've begotten you,' or 'I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me'? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, 'Let all the angels of God worship him.'" All those are words from the Old Testament, from the Psalms, that are applied to the Messiah, to the person of Jesus Christ. And God spoke only in partial ways through the prophets, the writer of the Hebrews tells us. But now, in the fullness of time, in these last days, he's spoken to us through his Son. The Son of God came to reveal the Father. He came to reveal our Father. And he's the one. He's the firstborn. He's the heir of all things. And guess what? Everything was created for him. That means you. You will never be happy. I will never be happy until I come into the full understanding and awareness and acceptance and celebration of the fact that I was made for him. I was made by him. And my fulfillment will never happen. I will never be happy until I totally belong to him, until I'm fully united from him, and all the selfishness and the conceit that's in my heart, and all the doubts and the fears, and the pride and the anger, and all that's present in my heart. He's going to heal it. He's healing it now. He's giving us grace. He's given us the power to love him back. The Father has given us his Son. He's the precious gift. Jesus is the gift. And that's the gift we possess, we inherit, this relationship in Christ. And friends, nothing else will satisfy us. Nothing else compares. This is the treasure above all treasures. It's God's gift to us. Let's receive it and celebrate it and live it. Merry Christmas to you. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.